house, morning mad house, oh, morning mad house, yeah, morning mad house, yeah, morning mad house, morning mad house, oh, wake up with us early in the morning, turn it up, we got something for the yawning, no limit, Larry, Larry mad, you get the picture, morning mad house for breakfast, we in the kitchen, morning mad house, morning mad house, what the f*** wrong with Burpee, it's something they can't fix, incognito in the kitchen with the mix, loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you, Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new, are you dumb, we the biggest, hope you playing it smart, good morning, Shaw, man, we came to tell the city apart, whoa, morning mad house, yeah, morning mad house, yeah, morning mad house, morning mad house, whoa, morning mad house, yeah, morning mad house, yeah, morning mad house, morning mad house, whoa.
Power 98 WPEG, what's happening? It's your boy Burpee here with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. Y'all know I'm not here by myself, though. I got my sister in the building. Good morning, Miss Jessica.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. About 71 degrees as you walk outside today with a high of 87. It's going to be cloudy, and there's a slight chance of rain a little bit later on this evening, around early this afternoon, 1 p.m. They're calling for a 40% chance of rain around that time. So we'll see what happens with that.
It's going to be hot today.
It is.
It's going to be hot. It ain't been that hot like that all week.
No, it's been hot.
It's been not been this hot. Week. It was hot last week. You been hot?
It's been hot.
I ain't been hot like that. I mean, the air been on, but I ain't been hot, hot.
Nah, I've been hot.
And y'all know I can't leave y'all without giving y'all a little something in the morning to wake you up. I say, good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
Do it again.
Good morning.
And one more time.
Good morning.
I act based off of where I'm sitting in the studio. So everybody has a certain place that they have to sit in the studio.
Right. This is true.
Larry sits behind the board. I sit on the other side, and Burpee sits on the other side. And then when Larry's out, I usually sit behind the board, but Burpee is behind the board.
Come on, man.
So if I'm not behind the board, I don't know to do the whole do it again part.
Oh, you don't?
No. Well, I don't remember.
I mean, but you know, when I come in and I'm like, I start singing, it just be like, you go right into it, right?
I need to be sitting behind the board in order to remember to do that part. Because normally Larry does it.
Hey, it's look, okay. Larry is on the way. He's a little tardy today. Now, anytime anybody else tardy, he got something to say. But Larry is, he will be here. He will be joining us later on today. But me and Jessica going to hold it down while the homie is on the way here. We got a hell of a show for y'all this morning, man. It's Wednesday. Y'all know Pastor Real is going to be in the building. Y'all know Miss Jessica's going to be giving y'all the nosy neighbor news. We're going to be arguing about something. I don't know. Last week, I ain't like the argument last week, Jessica.
Well, that's just because you lost. I mean, you were wrong. Not lost, but you were just wrong.
First of all, there's no such thing as losing.
Exactly. When that's it comes why to I said, that's why I corrected myself.
When it comes to me.
And I told you that you were wrong.
But just when it comes to me. There's no such thing as losing when it comes to me. I don't lose. I don't lose, Jessica. Y'all
that's
just
good. That's a good way to think about yourself.
You know what?
Till it actually happens.
You get on my nerves. I can't stand you, man. We got a great show for y'all. It's going down today. It's the middle of the week. It's hump day. Hump day. Hump, hump, hump day. I think I just made something, Jessica. You think so? I like it.
I mean.
But we're going to start y'all off with a little bit of Jesus. You got to get a little bit of word in your life, man. And you can't start the week off, start your day off, start your work day off until you get a little bit of Lord up in you. It's the inspirational word coming from Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Someone once said, birds of a feather flock together. So if you're an eagle, don't hang around with chickens because chickens can't fly. The Bible says it this way. If you hang out with wise men, you will be wise. But if you are a companion of fools, you will be destroyed. So today, make the choice not to spend major time with minor people. If there are people in your life who always lie, disappoint you, break promises, are critical of your dreams, too judgmental, and don't have your back during difficult times, then no matter what they say, they're not your friends. Sometimes in life, as you grow, your friends either have to grow with you or you have to let them go. Remember to surround yourself with those who will help you keep flying like an eagle rather than squawking like a chicken. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
I don't don't know about you, Miss Jessica, but Jesus will fix it for me.
He will fix it for me as well. He's fixed a couple of things. He's fixed a lot of things.
He'll fix it for everybody. But me, that hit me this morning.
I will.
It touched my spirit. Y'all know what time it is, man. It's 6 o'clock here in the Madhouse. It's time to get into that question of the day.
Let's talk about who. What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who. What? Let's talk about.
Madhouse question of the day. Today is the last day of school for CMS students. A lot of students already out. You know, we're going to graduation celebrations. We're going to promotion celebrations. And for a lot of adults, you might begin reminiscing about your time in grade school. So we are asking you, what is your favorite memory of elementary school?
Ooh. My favorite memory of elementary school. Oh, I tell you. One time, my brother and I, you know, we used to dress alike all the way up until like sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And in third grade, we dressed alike. We had different seats.
A whole
nother
conversation, but go ahead.
Don't. No, it's not. Not back then.
Definitely have lots of questions. But go ahead. Answer this one.
He dressed normal then. But anyway.
I understand.
We sat in different seats, but on this day, the class got treats. We got, this is when the Super Blow Pop was out.
Mm-hmm.
The blue one.
I remember this story.
The blue ones. And we all got one in class, but when we went to recess, I stole some blue ones. And I had some extra ones. My mouth was all blue, but I was like, okay, somebody saw me, but I switched my seat and went to my brother's seat. And was acting like I was him. No, I'm sorry. We started off the day where we switched. I was in his seat from jump. And I stole the blow pops. And then after I stole the blow pops and we came back in from recess, I went back to my normal seat. So people thought that my brother was the one who stole it. And he got in trouble. And I was like, huh, I'm full. I'm over there blowing bubbles. I'm telling people it was delicious and they are all amazing. And he was the one that got in trouble for me stealing the blow pops. But my parents found out and they had to... I had to apologize in front of the whole class.
As you should have.
That was dumb. It was fun. It was a little joke.
My favorite memory of elementary school, hands down, the talent show.
Oh, yeah.
The talent show.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, the big talent show. And I went to two elementary schools. I went to a private Christian elementary school.
Oh, really?
And then I moved to a public elementary school.
Oh, you was traumatized.
No. There was a big
yeah,
difference. Huge difference. But I'm talking about my public elementary school. It was the talent show. Everybody wanted to be in the talent show.
Mm.
You worked really, really hard on your routines.
Woo!
To be in the talent show.
I know. We went all of them.
It was a whole process. You had to get your wardrobe together, your routine together, your transitions. Everything else like that. Make sure that you had the audience participation. It was huge. Shout out to my homie Sean Langley. I have a friend that I have been in school with from elementary school all the way up until college. We've gone all the way up together.
Uh-huh.
And he still lives here in Charlotte. And he used to be in the talent show as well when we were in elementary school. It was the talent show all day. The talent show made so much of an impact on me in elementary school that when I was working in the school system, I made it so that our kids could have a talent show.
Yeah.
Like, I would always put on a talent show every year for our kids.
Do they do talent shows anymore?
At the schools that I was working at, yep. I would always do a talent show every year for the kids.
I think we need to have a Madhouse talent show.
Oh, man.
I think we need to do that.
Yeah.
Y'all know I'm going to win, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Y'all know I'm going to win.
Whatever.
Because I'm going to be in it. How can they get in on the question?
Go to our Instagram pages, at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am Burpee, and I'm just Burpee. When he gets in here, I am No Limit Larry. Or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8878. No shade.
Not when you get in here.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to get his no cap.
All right, so if you are hoping to see Phaedra Parks back on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, don't. Because she says she has no plans on coming back. She says, I'm yachting in Dubai. I'll leave the girls of Atlanta on the Titanic. She said this while visiting the Wendy Williams show. She says, my life remains the same with or without a television show. And that's not for everyone. So, no Phaedra back on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. But were people really looking for her? Come back to it. I don't know. Really.
I would. I'd rather see Apollo come on there and talk about him being locked up than see Phaedra. But that's,
really?
They just me.
I'm not interested in either storyline. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your nosy neighbor news, quick.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie,
n***a. Yes, to that. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. What's going down? All your madhouse question of the day. I heard y'all talking about it this morning. What was it, Miss Jessica?
We're asking you, what is your favorite elementary school memory?
I heard you say the talent show.
Yes.
And I heard Burpee talking about blow pops.
What was yours?
I was like Miss Jessica. Mine was a talent show in the sixth grade. Shout out to my boy Brian Westbrook, my boy Adam Peter.
Elementary school?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Not where I was.
Oh, well, yeah, because I...
We kindergarten through fifth where I was.
Here it was K through six for a minute. And then
back in your day.
Yeah, then we went to junior high school. So, because I went to Marie G. Davis in the sixth grade. So, mine was a talent show. I won a talent show. I made a surfboard, and I won with Wipe It Out. I did the Wipe It Out song, and I won.
Wipe It Out?
Yeah, with the Fat Boys. You don't know nothing about that. Wipe it out. Killed them. Oh, and wow. I had on my jam shorts. You remember jam shorts? Never mind. Yeah.
Sweet man. Your talent shows was like the first one me and my brother ever did. We sang, What About Your Friends?
You and your brother suffer.
Yeah.
Boy.
But we had
first it was a blood pop story. Now what about your friends?
Some acid wash jeans, man. With a butt down and a black vest.
I'm surprised y'all didn't take Michael Jackson's song.
Nah, we had made it. That's what we got discovered.
That's what y'all
at the talent show.
Y'all got the idea.
Yeah.
So to the studio.
The producer mama was there.
Oh,
she was like, oh my God.
This is about the time y'all made this one, huh?
This is dedicated to you, Michael, from all the kids.
Hello, Michael.
We love you.
Neverland. Don't disrespect Michael Jackson, man.
It's the You Gotta Cry anymore.
I just want to know what he was crying about.
You don't have to frown anymore.
Oh, frown.
Frown.
I thought it said cry.
What was he frowning for?
Because it was during his trial. The first molestation trial. And that was
we were nine.
This wasn't going to be the most lyrical song.
And he was frowning, Bergie.
Yeah, he was frowning. He was upset.
Hey, buddy, did you hear the blue plop story from Buddy?
I don't want to follow into this with Butterfingers today.
It's so early. It's so early for DJ Butterfingers.
It is. We need to put a time stamp on when Butter can come to the studio. After 7:30. After the nosy neighbor news is going to be coming.
Because
it's absolutely too early.
Shut up.
Start the day off right. Let's get it. With Queen City's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B. The most lit in the morning.
My favorite time to listen to probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Migos gang, you know what it is. Miss Jessica, you got something about the Migos?
Yeah, well, they were scheduled to perform at this year's New York's Governor's Ball Music Festival. But they, the people for that festival hopped on Twitter to say, due to circumstances out of our control, Migos are no longer performing at the Governor's Ball. Instead, Lil Wayne is going to replace them and perform at the Governor's Ball. But that is only adding to the fuel, adding fuel to the fire of this rumor of the Migos breaking up.
Yeah.
Which is that I'm actually sad about that.
Yeah, you
I am sad about that. They are one of my favorite groups. I like all three of them. And I hope that if there is some conflict that's going on between the three of them, that they're able to resolve it for the fans.
Because they like family.
Two of them are. And those are the two that have branched off.
They're
doing the Unk and Neff.
Yeah.
Maybe their little album and stuff.
Not
their little album.
Isn't Offset one of their cousins, though? Or something like that?
I don't know.
I know that.
It's some kind of
I believe that Takeoff is Quavo's uncle or vice versa.
I think Quavo is the uncle.
Quavo is the uncle.
And yeah.
Jake the nephew.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then Offset was the cousin to one of them.
I think
they're just friends.
Offset. I don't know. I think I agree with Burpee. Like,
maybe.
I don't know. We got to look it up.
Yeah. But I hope that they're able to reconcile and get all of this together and get back in the studio and make some music and also individually make music.
I hope it ain't over a woman.
What? Cardi?
No, not Cardi. It could be something else. It could be, you know, I don't know. It could be something else. All right, man. You know what it is. It's a Wednesday inside the Madhouse.
Right. To my working ladies.
To my working ladies.
It's B time, baby.
No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. We'd like to shout out the ladies and the single moms. Now your efforts don't go unnoticed. Without your baby, we hopeless. Keep doing you in spite of remain focused.
To the beauties of Queen City, guest on your rock killing. I'm working up at the Sprinter. You doing it independently. Duke Power, her Mecklenburg County school teaching. And stay under the radar overachieving.
Been on the ground working all week. You the real MVP. You can have anything you want to, cause you work hard, you got your own loot.
Everybody knows she working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Working and she grinding. Everybody knows she out working and she grinding.
You know how it goes down. You the real MVP. Boy, definitely going down. It's working one Wednesday. Speaking of all working ladies, man, y'all know tomorrow we're kicking it off. We're going to be outside for real, outside and inside. It's our annual 28-hour broadcast, a.k.a. our 28-hour sleep out. We do it each and every year for the Women and Children and the Women and Children's Shelter, Center of Hope, right here in Charlotte. So, yeah, we back over there at the shelter this year. Looking forward to it. So, go ahead, Jess.
It's kicking off tomorrow with our show, 5:50 or really 6 o'clock. You know, we do 28 hours in 10 minutes. But we're going to be kicking things off. You can actually make a donation now. If you're not going to be able to make it out to the actual Center of Hope anywhere between those 28 hours, you can begin and make your donation now on our website, power98fm.com, or you can make a donation now, and then you can stop by on Thursday and make another donation.
Please,
and then you can stop by on Friday morning and make another donation.
I'm calling this,
it is that you want to do it.
I'm calling this the $10 year. Just drop off, give me $10. Well, because, you know, with gas prices and everything, you know, we just call it the $10 year. If you got 10, I know you can give me 10. I usually ask for 20, but I'm going to cut it. Yeah.
I like that whole, give me 10.
Yeah, let me get 10.
No, for the shelter, fool.
Just now, I was like, if you got 10, you give me some gas. I didn't say give me no gas. What are you talking about?
Let's stop talking about gas and talk about this.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's
28 hours. That's not what I say.
I like this whole premise of give me 10.
And you know, I said I usually ask for 20.
Give me 10.
You know, we usually ask for, you know, drop at least 20 in the bucket, but because, you know, gas prices are high right now, just give me 10.
How would you say it, Burpee?
What do you call 10? You know, we call 20 a dub.
You're doing too much. Larry, how would you say it?
Give me 10. Let me get that 10 out you. Right now, I need that. So, slide through.
Give me 10.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna get no money
for that. You know what it is, just
I don't like that.
It's the blue blow pop. That's what it is. The blue blow pop.
Today is for the ladies.
Ladies.
It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
She go to work every day just to get the bills paid. Monday through Friday. And sometimes on the weekends. Whatever she gotta do, she gonna do it. She gonna get to a check. Hold up, now listen to this. It is working woman Wednesday. Working woman Wednesday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Can't forget about Wednesday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, can't forget about Wednesday. Working, woman, Wednesday, oh yeah. Working, woman, Wednesday.
Hello, Larry, the morning madhouse. You know what it is, man. Working Woman Wednesday. Talking about our 28-hour sleep out. Well, we're going to help out the women and children at the Women and Children's Shelter right there on Spratt Street. It is called the Salvation Army Center of Hope. We do it each and every year. So this year is our sleep out. And it actually kicks off tomorrow morning. Tomorrow in the a.m. we out there. We're going to be out there for 28 hours and 10 minutes. Let Miss Jessica tell it. 28 hours and 10 minutes. Definitely going down. And
you got 10 minutes.
Yeah. Every minute counts.
Yeah.
Ain't going to need a lot. Every minute counts. But y'all know, each and every year, we're out there with collecting donations, specifically monetary donations. And they also, we also collect toiletries and things of that nature, because all that stuff is needed. And I can tell you, one of the biggest needs right now outside of monetary donations is baby formula. And they do have kids, they do have babies in the Women and Children's Shelter here in Charlotte. So, like, if you can get your hands on some baby formula, definitely bring that out there. Because there's a shortage all over the United States. So if you can get your hands on some and you want to drop some of that baby formula off, come through there tomorrow, either tomorrow or Friday morning. But we're going to be out there starting tomorrow morning. We'll be out there all day, all night, all the way from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, all the way until Friday morning at 10 a.m. So that's 28 hours and 10 minutes because we started 5:15. Mm. Yeah, y'all excited?
I am.
Always.
I am. I look forward to this. I look forward to hanging out with the women and the children that are there. I look forward to meeting a lot of the nosy neighbors that stop by. And I look forward, I always love this, because after this event, oftentimes I'll be stopped by women that were in the shelter, mm-hmm. and they have transitioned out and they're so thankful. They're like, thank you. Like, the money actually went to helping us, getting us in a better position. And I love that. I love that, you know, we are as a community are able to come together and do this for our neighbors that just need a little bit of extra help.
Yeah. And I said, if you come out, man, drop at least $10 in the bucket. Just give me 10, baby. Let me get 10 out you. I know usually I'm asking for 20 a dub, but this year I just dropped $10 in the bucket for me. And if you could do a little bit more than that, then I appreciate it. But yeah, so tomorrow we kick it off. Y'all are here, so on the air live from the Women and Children's Shelter. We'll be out there all day and all night. And if you've been in the city and you know it's that time of the year, y'all be like, y'all out there for real? Yeah, we out there for real. For real, for real. No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. It's time to let y'all shine. Say my way.
Shining from a mile. Queen City, put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out in Boston. You know we gotta shine, big flossin'. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real? I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I want to let my son, Cameron Hunter, shine. He graduates this weekend from A.L. Brown High School.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes. I'm letting my sister, my brother, and my mama and me shine.
Power 98, good morning. You got somebody you need to let shine in morning?
Yes, good morning. I want to let my mom shine. Today is her birthday. So anybody riding in Monroe, go down Fairley Avenue, you see Miss Patricia, say, hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Patricia. Do your thing, y'all. Hold a cup of sweet potato pie or something. Miss Patricia, she sound like she can cook a good sweet potato pie. Yeah. Damn, Miss Patricia down in Monroe to go on here and make up one and send it up. All right, coming up inside the Madhouse, Miss Justice got it for you. Nosy Neighbor News is going to drop at 7:24. We back at 7:20. Your chance to get them tickets to check out Young Jeezy at the Legends of the Streets Tour.
Let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine.
We have what the other stations haven't been giving you.
Big energy.
Big music. With Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to get his No cap.
Coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. Your quickie is being brought to you by the Juneteenth Festival of the Carolinas. It returns for the 25th anniversary celebration going down June 16th through the 19th on Thomas Avenue at the House of Africa. You can enjoy live music, health screenings, vendors, and more. Log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. Lil Nas X, he still is upset with BET, still speaking out. Got details about that. Reebok and Cardi B are teaming up again, and this person will be performing at the Apple Music stage.
The Apple Music stage, Two Chainz.
All right.
Doja Cat.
All right, find out who it is coming up next to your Nosy Neighbor News.
I
want to
know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Wednesday, June 8th. Lil Nas X is still mad over not receiving a nomination for this year's BET Awards, and he's making it known with a diss song aimed at BET. It's called FBET. Check it out.
BET. I don't need nobody. I just need these CCs on my body. Everything I do, bitch, right or wrong, gon' make a profit. Read about it. I don't even gotta sing about it. I work all with the money that you dream about. She's on my left, she's on my side.
Now, Lil Nas X went on to say, how can I get acknowledged by one of the most acclaimed award shows in the world and not even get just one nomination for my own people? Is that not crazy? Am I really tripping? BET responded to the track with a running list of all the times Lil Nas X has been featured and nominated for a BET award. They also said a representative for the network said no one from BET serves as a member of the voting academy, and then followed their commitment to the inclusiveness of all members of the black community.
I'm on the voting academy, and I didn't see Lil Nas X on the ballot. Or no, he might have been on there, but so the way they do it is like they put a list of like you do the first leg of nominations, and then you come back and you do after you've nominated it, and you've narrowed it down to the five, you select the winner. He people didn't vote for him.
His thing is, why was I not even nominated? Like, I should have been on the list.
Well, he was. He was, but he didn't make the final cut. People didn't vote for him. They ain't got nothing to do with BET.
That's a nomination.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's
not a nomination. Well, it was in consideration.
But like BET said, that's not on them. That's on the voting committee.
Reebok has once again teamed up with Cardi B for another collaboration. It's called the Let Me Be Enchanted Collection. The inspiration for the new collection is the idea of being in a state of enchantment and euphoria with bright colors and over-exaggerated details. It's going to be available on Reebok.com and at Foot Locker stores beginning on June 17th. Lil Durk is hitting the Apple Music stage. In a statement, he said, Apple Music has been a big partner in my growth as an artist over these last few years. I appreciate them for giving me a platform to share my live show with the world. I'm ready to turn up with the fans in LA later this month. It's going to be going down on June 29th at 10 p.m. and it's going to be available to Apple subscribers in over 165 countries. Travis Scott just booked his first U.S. festival spot since the tragedy at Astroworld back in November of last year. The rapper is going to headline the Day in Vegas Festival. Other performers include SZA, J. Cole, Her, Playboi Carti, Summer Walker, and 21 Savage. It was announced months ago that Travis was also booked to perform in Brazil and Argentina this fall. Happy birthday to Ashley Darby and Kanye West. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood. WPEG Power 98.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG. Find out why Larry's mad. Only on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's Club for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the madhouse. It's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram, man. Hashtag Larry made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. I'm mad. Are you mad, mad?
I'm mad.
Are we mad, mad?
Larry Mad is being brought to you by the Community Day. Definitely going down this Saturday. Myself, DJ Butterfinger, Slady Vegan going to be in the building. Pinky Cole, it's going to be crazy. Listen, you don't want to miss this one. Viral Bankers put this thing together. And yes, this Saturday we're going to be hanging out. Log on to pal98fm.com for more details. That's all I can tell you. Everybody slide in the deal. But where the Slady Vegan food truck going to be at? Hey, all I can tell you is go to pal98fm.com for more details or log on to Slutty Vegan ATL, and you can find out why. It is going down, man. Today, Larry is mad at a store coming out of Arizona. That's right. We're going all the way out to the desert. To the desert. All right, so, and I think we're going to be talking about this later on inside the madhouse as well. Well, I'm going to go ahead and put my take on it right now because everybody's sliding my DMs, sending me the story, and I'm like, I already seen it. I'm going to tell you what I think about it. Now, so the story goes that a man and a woman actually got into it. Police was called to where they were. Police actually ran a check to figure out if the man and the woman had any warrants. While they was doing this, the man jumped in the lake. He jumped in the lake right behind where they were staying, and he began to struggle. And he looked at the police, and the woman looked at the police and was like, hey, y'all got to jump in there and save him. No, we didn't. No, we not. We ain't tell him to jump in there. We ain't got to save him. I mean, they said, we're going to call a boat. So they got into an argument about the woman about calling the boat to say to the man, there was a pylon in the lake. They was telling the man to swim to the lake. He said he couldn't. Long story short, the man ended up drowning. They wanted the police to go in behind the man and jump in there and get the man out the lake. Hell no! Police is not trained. They are not trained lifeguards. They do not take swimming training. I'm going to tell you right now, you're on the run from the police. You jump your ass in the water. You on your own. You shouldn't have jumped your ass in there. And this is why I say this, because the man, you know, if you're going to be involved in something and you get yourself into something, you should know how to get out of it. And police are, I know y'all say protect and serve, but listen, it do not say save me if I'm drowning. And every lifeguard know the rule, the last thing you do as a lifeguard is jump your ass in that water. That is the last resort unless it's a child. That's the only time they tell you to jump in the water first if it's a child. Other than that, you don't get your ass in that water. No. And like I said, police are not trained in saving people from swimming. I mean, from drowning. They're not trained lifeguards. They don't do that. I mean, they called somebody, which they did. They called a boat. The boat didn't make it in time. R.I.P. Big Dog. He should have learned from the man in Tennessee. I mean, hey, it happened about 8-9 months ago in Tennessee. Man did the same thing. They're not jumping in there behind y'all. I'm going to tell you right now. So, I'm not mad at the police. I'm mad at the man for jumping his ass in the water and expecting them to save him. Stay your ass out of water if you can't swim. How about that? Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about.
No limit, Larry.
You know what time it is, boy. It's time to get Burpee's thoughts, and the great pastor is in the building today.
Come on, stand to your feet as we present to you Pastor Real. Come on, give him a hand.
Woke up this morning.
get out the bed and let the sunshine hit you. Like the words from the scripture, cause there's nobody does it better than Pastor Reed.
Today's word is being brought to you by me, Pastor Real. And why do they call me that, Larry?
Because it keeps it 100.
I'm feeling it today, Larry Jessica Butter. Larry, you're going to like this today.
Uh-oh.
See, sometimes we don't feel like ourselves. Sometimes our internal organs may not mesh well with the external. And sometimes the internal turns into external. Get it out! Larry, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, get it out!
Get it out. Pull it out.
Satan comes in many forms.
It's after 7:30.
That's how
the meantime.
And Larry, sometimes medicine just won't get the job done. Larry, you came back from Mexico.
Never wanted to go.
But you came back from Mexico, and you were feeling a little conflicted. Your stomach was a little rumbly. It was a little tumbly. But you know what makes you feel better? God will make you feel better. You know why? Because God is my healer. Hashtag God is my healer.
Hashtag
God is my healer. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm feeling down, when I'm feeling bad, I don't take Tylenol. I don't take ibuprofen. I turn to Jesus. Because he is the Alpha and the Omega.
Alpha and the
beginning and the end.
Yeah.
He is a healer. How the song go?
Q&A.
How does the song go, butter? Come on! In the room! Oh!
Come on.
Jesus is my doctor! Oh!
Damn. All my scripts.
He writes down all!
All my medicine! Shut up, heathen!
All
in
my
the room!
Prescriptions. See, we go wrong because we want to get prescriptions. I don't get a prescription. Jesus writes all of my what, butter?
Medicine.
He writes all my scriptures. Oh, Jesus. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Jesus
writes all my scriptures.
My scriptures.
I don't need no antibiotic because I got God. I don't need no amoxicillin because I got God. I don't need no penicillin because I got God. He writes all my scriptures. Pass the plate around. The doors of the church are now open.
And those the breakfast talk. Think about it.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
And these folks got to get his no cap.
Gabrielle Union's production company, I'll Have Another, has signed an overall deal with BET Studios. Now, as a result of the deal, her company will be able to give entities under the Viacom umbrella more content from Black creators. It said that Gabrielle is actually going to star in several of these projects. Be on the lookout for them. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Where she Tell that.
The
hell, Larry?
You know, I mean, I could be wrong. You know, like Gary.
Oh, you mean her real life boyfriend?
Yeah,
oh, I thought you were talking about like Jay-Z or something.
No, Jay-Z is not my boyfriend. She always say Jay-Z is her big homie.
It's my best friend.
Yeah, best friend, big homie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
But also, Larry, shut up.
He like that right here?
What?
What? Wait, what?
That boy will leave Jessica today for today.
The hell he will. Well, y'all almost had me cuss. Play this damn song. That's dedicated to y'all.
It's a new watch. Now, Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all ready? Y'all know what it is. It's a Wednesday inside the madhouse, and each and every Wednesday it goes down inside the madhouse. You know, we always talking about something, and so today is no different. I got this one today. Actually, it's coming from hashtag Larry Mad. Big, big story. It is now on damn near every blog site out there. What happened was, it was a man and a woman in Arizona. They got a call from, well, they called police, or police was called to their room or to where they were staying due to a domestic dispute call, is what police are calling it in Arizona. Domestic dispute call. They interviewed the couple. They did not place the couple under arrest. The woman denied that any fight or anything had occurred. While they were running their names to see if they had any warrants or anything like that, which is standard police procedure in certain cases, the man ran and jumped in a lake that was behind where they were staying. He jumped in the lake, and, you know, he began to swim, and he got in trouble, like, in the water. Like, he began to swim, and I guess he got out of breath. It was a little pylon in the water. And the woman kept asking the police to jump in and do something. Like, jump in, he's drowning, save him, jump in and save him. The police, you can clearly hear on tape, say, I'm not jumping in there after you. Swim to the pylon. The man says, I can't, I'm struggling. So they did call a boat to get the man out the water. However, the boat got there too late because he had went under, and he, you know, they had to rescue him, but it was too late. He had already drowned. So the question is, are the police wrong for not jumping in and saving this man as he was drowning? And this is not the only case. This is the most recent case, but it also happened, I think, a couple years ago in Tennessee. It happened. Same thing. Police was chasing a man, and he ran and jumped in the lake, and they stood there and watched him drown. Same scenario, same type of scenario. So are the police wrong for not jumping in and saving the man? Guess what you got on?
No, I do not think that the police are wrong. I don't think that the police should have jumped in to this lake to try to save this man. However, I think that the police should have acted. This one police officer who had the body cam that I was able to watch, he stood there. He watched the man climb over. He watched the man climb down to get towards the lake. Was talking to him like, what are you doing, buddy? What are you doing? You know, and then he climbs the wall. I think that you should have acted a little bit sooner. This man might have been having a mental breakdown after he was in the water. You didn't call anybody. I understand that you might not be equipped to do it, but you can call somebody that is equipped to do it. I think you should have taken some type of action. Do I think that action should have been climbing into the water after him? No, but I think that you should have taken some type of action.
Okay, Bert, what you got?
I think they were wrong. The police officers were wrong because their job as a law enforcement officer, because they are not required to know how to swim. But as a law enforcement officer, they are required to respond to a person or a civilian in a moment of distress if something is wrong. Whether that's calling an ambulance, calling whoever, because of whatever the situation that person may be in. Now, those cops may not have known how to swim, but they didn't make any effort to get people out there who knew how to handle that situation.
That's not true. They caught a boat.
It was about
three officers,
hold
right?
Hold on, I'm not finished. Hold
it's,
on.
It's about three officers.
Yeah.
So you said they didn't do nothing, but they did. They caught a boat. So that's not true.
They didn't make any strong effort to be like,
that one officer didn't.
We need somebody.
So your thing is because of the one officer, right? But the other officer.
Can I get my answer out? Your answer is long, buddy.
But your answer was false because they did do something. But go ahead.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They weren't urgent. They weren't urgent in being like, this is somebody's life. Yeah, regardless of what you're getting at them for, this is somebody's life, and you're a law enforcement officer. So, okay. I think the officers were wrong.
But did he not put himself in that situation? Why did you jump in the water? You know you can't swim.
You don't know what type of mental state this person was in. You don't know if they were able to make clear, accurate decisions about their well-being. We know that there are people that are out here that aren't thinking clearly. They're not in the mental state that they are in. Any person that does something like this, obviously there's something else that's going on with them. They're not
going to jail.
All of those things, but something is going on. The man jumped into a lake and he doesn't know.
Somebody's life was in danger, and the cops didn't make an urgent effort to be like, we got to save this man.
But I think they did. The man, one of the officers called a boat. So once he's called the boat, now we collectively as a group we have taken action. Now the
what about
that Jessica's talking about? He is standing there talking to him. He's telling him. He also tells the man, swim to the pile line.
But
the
what,
pile line is going to help you stay afloat.
What happens before he jumps into the lake, Larry?
He watched the man climb up.
Yeah. So what about that part?
And what was he supposed to do?
You attempt to stop him.
You tase him. Tase him. His whole body lock up.
Stop.
He running from the law.
Tase
him. Your whole body lock up.
Hey, man. Everybody.
Can you imagine being one of them officers?
Hey, man.
That's not true. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-009.
Hey, when we come back, Larry, tell me what you would have said if you was the officer.
Hey, man.
Another bit Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. It's the Wednesday argument inside the Madhouse. Asking you, Madhouse Nation, about these officers out in Arizona. Big story brewing all over the net. A man actually went down in the lake, started to drown. Police did. They told him, we're not jumping in there behind you, brother. Like, what are you doing? They called a boat for the man. The boat got there too late, and the man actually ended up drowning. So a lot of people are like, well, like they just stood by and did nothing, and they feel like, you know, they were wrong. I don't feel like they was wrong, because I just don't think you jump in there behind somebody, and because you're gonna put yourself in danger. And you know, you have signed up, like Burpee to Burpee's point earlier, that is their job. They do put themselves in harm's way every day. But even a lifeguard trainer, they tell you that's their last resort, to jump in the water and save somebody, unless it's a child. Because it is dangerous, especially in water like a lake. It is dangerous. However, the question for Madhouse Nation today is, what are police wrong for not jumping in and saving this man? Good morning.
It's kind of funny, man, that like you can't trust the police out here 9 days to help you with anything. You call them and you get into something, a domestic situation, and you ain't the one that's in fault, you can't trust them. They might shoot you. You know what I'm saying? You jump in the lake, they ain't saving you. I don't know what the police good for.
So are they right or wrong for not?
I guess they right, because they probably can't swim and they don't kill themselves. But it's like, what are you here to help me do? Like, I mean, what are you here for? Are you here to help the people or not? Period. I mean, if that's your job to help them, then jump in.
I been
done. Making two different arguments, sir.
Yeah, you crazy. But he already said they're not wrong. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, bro? What you doing?
I'm calling in regards to the
the police officers.
Yeah, yeah. All I really got to say on that is, see, we put in, you know, I'm all BLM, I'm a black man myself, but we putting them in a tough spot now. Like you said, what you want the man to do to when he climbing up the wall? He's supposed to go tackle your man, because next, like, what happens if the man push back? Then we talk about a shooting possibly. I mean, in your defense, Larry, like I said, I agree. Your man went out there, they called a boat. So, I mean, without, like you said, physically putting your hands on it and then opening up a whole nother case of worms, what y'all expect the police to do? I feel like we, too often we against the police, and here, like I said, they did as much as they could do, because I'm not jumping in no lake after nobody either.
There you go, 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098. What do you think? These officers wrong for not jumping in and saving this man, or what do you think they were supposed to do? Hit us up, let us know. It's the Wednesday Argument on Madhouse Nation.
Start your day off right. Let's get it. With Queen City's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B. The most lit in the morning.
My favorite time to listen to probably the morning show.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Blood for New Hip Hop and R&B. Wednesday Argument, man. We're talking about this case coming out of Arizona where a man and a lady had, they had been in some type of domestic dispute, allegedly. Police were called, and, you know, the woman said, well, there was no fight that took place. While the police were there, they ran their names and they was trying to find out if they had warrants. The man took off running and actually ended up jumping in the lake. Police stood by, called a boat for the man because he said he was in trouble. And they was giving him instructions, but he ended up drowning before the boat got there.
Say it like that.
What?
You got to tell the story how it happened.
That's how it happened.
That's how it happened. Like I said, they called the boat. They didn't call it immediately.
They did call the boat.
Immediately. No, they did not.
They didn't call the boat?
You had to see the video. You got the video up there?
Yeah, I got the video.
I can't find it right now, but you really do have to watch the video.
And that's part of it.
Because there was no sense of urgency about it.
They had already called the boat.
No, they hadn't, Larry. Okay, so like I said, the man was in the water. They talked to him while he was in the water before they called the boat.
So,
and then they say he's running, call a boat or whatever.
After they said, I'm not coming in there with you.
The officer stood there and watched this man climb over the rail, climb down, sit there by the water, talk to him. The man says, I'm about to go for a swim, and then watches him get in the water. Why didn't you have all that time to stop this?
Stop.
And the man tells him, the police officer tells him, it is illegal to get in this water. Now, do I think that the police officers should have gotten in the water after him? No. He's not trained for that. Does not have the tools for that. No. But was there a sense of urgency? Could you have stopped this before the man got to the water? Absolutely. And you dropped the ball there.
So the man said that he was going to jump in and take a swim?
Yeah.
So, man, I ain't got nothing to do with this. Go ahead. Take your last swim before I take you to jail. Go ahead and take your last swim before I get you to jail. Give me something to arrest you for.
Hey, man. We're going to the people, man. What y'all think? Was the police wrong for not jumping?
Go ahead. Break the law. So, give me a reason to arrest you anyway.
What color was the guy, first of all? What color was he?
What difference do that make?
If it had been a black guy, they would have let him jump over the fence. The concrete got to the fence.
You said what, bro?
If it had been a black guy, they'd have come before he got to the fence. He'd have never got to the lake.
Well, actually, it was a black guy.
Well, they should have saved him then. They should have saved him
because he black. Boy. So that was wrong. You agreeing with me. Thank you.
You saving everybody who's black.
Oh, okay.
Like Issa say.
Bye, Nadia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What you got for me?
Listen here, No Limit. This is Crystal Coxon of the Queen City. Let me tell you something. If they cannot help, why they ain't call for backup? Where is the fire department with them ladders and stuff? And a rope and shit? Where is that?
They called the boat. They called the boat for the man. The boat just got there too late.
And you know what? That's inexcusable. I'm not falling for it. What you good for? I'm with the first caller. What they good for? If you call for backup and your backup fail,
okay.
I'm wrong.
Okay, baby.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye, Daddy. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm trying to comment on the argument.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, man, look, it's like this. It's like this here. When police sign up for their job, they come in there knowing that their life may be required of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me you can take a life, but you scared to risk one?
No, but here's the thing, that they are also trained in certain things. They're not trained in situations like that.
It don't matter. Y'all police officers, you're supposed to jump in there and grab him.
So let me ask you something. If it's a house burning and the police outside, you think they're going to run in and burn the house?
Why? Because most of them are cowards with badges.
They're not trained in those type of situations.
Trained or not, you want to be a hero, be a hero. You want to be a chump that don't put on the loud kit.
There was time for that police officer to act before that man jumped in the water, and he didn't. He did it. He sat there and watched him.
It was time for that man to act, too. He could have acted and sat his ass down and went to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had warrants. Yeah. You got going down, big baby. Thank you, bro.
You had doggone you. If it was an opportunity for one of them to crack a skull, then they wouldn't
hesitate. What you
calling the boat for? You right there. Go on and get that man.
I can't swim. You want me to drown? It's going to be two dead people.
Hey, oh well.
That's what they said. Oh well.
Nothing but Larry the Morning Madhouse. Where's the argument? Woo! Y'all on this one today. I don't know who went in to tell y'all the truth.
So much about the argument that I don't know.
But if you wanted to follow the case, man, you can definitely can, check it out. It's about a man who actually jumped in the water that apparently he had warrants. As the police were called to a domestic dispute.
He don't no more.
He took off running.
Don't say that.
You was asleep. I'm waking you up. Every weekday mornings at 5:50 a.m. to 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Let's make today's contestant on Are You Black Smart.
It's Roy. What's going on?
What's up, Roy? What's going on?
Not much.
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking that hood black card.
Thank God, no.
All right, here we go. All right, Jessica has category number one.
The Obamas.
What? Purple has category number two.
This rapper is a real one.
What? I got category number three, and it is the baby.
What? Let's go with the baby.
The baby's real name is what?
Jonathan Kirk.
You want the same category or you like another?
Let's go with Burpee.
Here we go. This rapper is a real one. This rapper shot someone who trespassed.
Really?
What?
Really?
The baby.
What?
Really?
I said trespass. It's illegal to trespass. And
you won!
June 18th, we putting you in the building. Man. Tell everybody what station hooked you up.
Power 98.
It's 9:28 here in the Queen City. Time for us to check out and find out what is trending in the city.
Every day we trending. Press to play, we trending. 98, no limit. Everything we trending. Every day we trending. Press to play, we trending. 98, no limit. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. New hip hop and R&B. That's a hashtag. Power 98, the plug. No, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that.
Trending Topics is being brought to you by Visit Florida. For this Father's Day, Power 98 can send dads on a well-deserved three-night stay to Captiva Island and the South Seas Island Resort. Trip includes round-trip coach airfare for dad and up to three guests to Captiva Island and the South Seas Island Resort. Trip includes round-trip coach airfare for dad and up to three guests plus a four-day mid-sized car rental. Submit a pic of you and dad together as your entry to power98fm.com.
All right, what's trending right now? Well, Kanye West is trending. You know, he is celebrating his birthday today. And yesterday, there were some reports going on that he and his girlfriend, I think her name, Chaney Jones, I think that's how you pronounce it, they called it quits. They've been seen separately for the past few weeks, and they were saying that their relationship ended after this long trip that they took together to Japan. Not exactly clear on who ended things. Kanye was also recently seen at the movies with a different unknown woman. Well, today is his birthday, and Chaney hopped on social media to say happy birthday to her man. So it's like, it looks like they might not be broken up. Mm. Or maybe they are broken up and she just doesn't know. I don't know. Or maybe they're broken up and it ended on good terms and they're still friends. So she was offering him a happy birthday. No word on what's going on in this relationship, but they're trending. What you got, Bert?
This is breaking news, actually. Simone Biles, another former Olympic gymnast, they are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop
what's his name? Larry Nassar. Dr. Larry Nassar. From assaulting the ladies that he did. So it's not just Simone Biles, but there are other Olympic gymnasts who are filing a lawsuit against the FBI. Mm. That's big.
Yeah.
They going for a billy too. A billy? They gonna get paid. They're probably gonna settle, but they're gonna get paid.
Yeah.
They're definitely gonna get paid, because that was a big story when it came out.
And it broke a lot of other big stories,
right,
that are going on in the world of sports.
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on that one. Wow. Listen, if you miss any of those stories or any other nosy neighbor news, go to our website, power98fm.com. We have them all there waiting for you. Coming up, we are checking in with our Madhouse question of the day. You still have time to chime in. Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I'm Just Burpee. Here's Doja Cat in the weekend. You're right here on The Plug. Good morning. Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. It's 9:41 here in the Queen City. You know we kick off our show every morning with our Madhouse question of the day. It's time for us to go over those responses.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about
All right, Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by the Legends of the Streets Tour. You can join me this Saturday from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Spectrum Center. It's the Legends of the Street pre-party starring Jeezy, Gucci Mane, 2 Chainz, Ja Rule, and Trina. Log on to power98fm.com for more information about that. Okay, so Bert, what you got over there? Our Madhouse question of the day, we were asking you, what is your favorite elementary school memory?
Right, and I definitely did not on Instagram said she legit had a fourth grade teacher named Mary Mack, and she remembers
that. Okay,
yeah, I guess because of the little song.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. Jasmine Flo said this is easy. He remembered field day in fifth grade. He was out there in his shirt that was painted with handprints having a ball. Jatavia Harris said the book fair. Gerard Goldsmith said the fish sticks.
I do remember elementary school fish sticks. They were really good.
Country Red said slap bracelets at the book fair. Number Munchers, Oregon Trail, Apple 2G computers.
The book fair.
Music was amazing then. School lunch was kind of the ish back then.
Okay, let's see. Tomika Brooks says field day. DJ Music Mike says getting a chance to DJ. Baseline says recess. Marky Sturvin says slapping a lot of pretty ladies on the booty. In elementary school, you was doing that? Why? And then Frozen Dreadhead says every May, the whole elementary school earned a free trip to Dairy Queen for ice cream. That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope. So you still can chime in on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica and at I'm Just Burpee. Speaking of our Instagram pages, we're about to go live for the roll call. You can roll call with me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burpee.
That is coming your way next here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98. Good morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.